Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovek on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, it does feel like just about every day we have a story about layoffs, despite continued strength in the government statistics when it comes to the labor market. You did have Disney last night following news of their restructuring and a big cost-cutting plan. They're cutting about 7,000 workers. J.P. Morgan as well, scaling back its mortgage business, so workers affected. AllianceBernstein has eliminated more than 100 jobs from its workforce after a year of turmoil in the equity and credit markets. So they continue. A lot of them, as you know, we've talked about in the tech sector, but they are definitely feels like it's becoming more broader based. Our next guest and our team just surveyed more than 400 senior execs when it comes to layoffs in the labor market. Here to tell us about that, Kate Duchesne. She is CEO of RGP. They're a global consulting firm. They work with the likes of SAP, Oracle, NetSuite, ServiceNow, and some others. She joins us via Zoom from Irvine, California. Kate, good to have you here with us. I do want to start more broadly. Based on, you know, your conversations with clients, how would you describe the labor market right now?
Well, hi, Carol, and thanks for having me. Sure. You know, we have a frothy environment. So we have certain clients that are experiencing layoffs, and we have others that are growing. And still pursuing many of the transformation initiatives that they started coming out of COVID. So I think what clients really care most about is finding the right skill sets to match to their strategic initiatives right now and procuring that kind of talent in a variety of ways. It may not always be full-time hiring. You know, our business is about project-based work. And so we're seeing an uptick, even with some of those companies that have announced layoffs, they're starting to get their talent needs filled through project-based work, which is a strategy to keep core teams lean, but still be able to move strategic initiatives forward.
Yeah, I feel like we've heard that a lot over the last decade, right? Because for the company, it's an advantage, right? Lets them be nimble and flexible, but it also kind of lowers their fixed costs. Is that fair?
That's a perfectly fair way of looking at it. You know, it goes back to what Peter Drucker always said, is that the most innovative companies will keep their core staff lean and think about the skill sets they need for the time period in which they need them in order to move the fastest. And that's what we're seeing come back to life, or maybe take a resurgence as a strategy in today's environment.
Kate, would you say that you see people doing that when they're a little bit more nervous about the outlook?
I think that's true. But, you know, you mentioned our research. What we found is that the number of transformation projects is not slowing down, even in the face of economic uncertainty, that there are more projects underway today than ever. But companies are being very, I think, focused on their priorities. And so we're also finding from our research that more companies are bringing mixed teams. We call them organizationally diverse teams in order to deliver the results they need. And that means there's been a significant rise in the use of independent or project-based consulting talent to mix into the teams to deliver the results as efficiently and quickly as possible.
Well, let's talk about the digital talent. I mean, we certainly have focused a lot on the tech layoffs specifically, which would make me, you know, assume that they are what we would classify as digital talent in a large way. I mean, are they quickly finding, you know, that they're being, you know, attracted or chosen to go to other maybe non-tech companies, because all companies need digital workers? So are you finding that they're able to either kind of move to another industry pretty easily? We're seeing that kind of movement.
Yes. definitely that's the case. I mean, it's almost that the tech layoffs have created a more even playing field for the rest of us, because we all need, I can't think of a business that isn't going through some form of digital transformation today. So those in-demand skills will find homes quickly.
All right. So it's interesting, too, that, you know, and I wonder if this kind of continues to pick up some momentum, because, like I said, we've been talking about it. I remember, you know, certainly pre-pandemic, where companies are doing this because of the flexibility, the growth of people, I don't want to say temp workers or project workers, but that's essentially what they are. How much growth have we seen in this type of workers as a part of our labor force?
Yeah, so our research showed that 3 years ago, the percentage of what we call project-based or freelance talent, whether we're talking about independent contractors or employees, let's put that aside, but that more freelance talent, it's risen by about 10% in the last 3 years. So that's a significant increase in how not only clients want to get work done, but I think what we really have to focus on in today's environment is what talent wants coming out of the global pandemic and what talent has learned about what they really care about. And that's flexibility, choice, and control. For a professional worker today, control is everything. And I think there's a lot more confidence in
all
saying,
age growth, maybe, all age groups, Kate. When you say that?
I think it is all age groups. There's, okay. You know, demographics matter. So Carol, you're right. Demographics matter on what matters most. But there's a newfound confidence if you have the right skills that you really can bet on yourself and don't have to wait to climb the corporate ladder, especially in traditional professional services partnerships where that timeline can extend to 14 to, you know, 16 years. Nobody's signing up for that anymore.
Interesting. All right. Kate, good to check in with you. Really appreciate it. Kate Duchesne, she's the Chief Executive Officer of RGP, as I mentioned earlier, a global consulting firm, joining us via Zoom from Irvine, California.